Di dale. Di dale.
Ay,
excuse my French, bonjour, ma chérie. Hii ni ndoto juu, kuna vile siko ready. Merci beaucoup, nimekupata. Nasani into kuja after. Toka then kama we nimetafta. Kuku discuss before na after. Uko flawless kuzaliwa na filter. Mwili ya summer, smile ya winter. Labda ni wewe.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to a new episode of Too Simple. I mean, yo, it's been so long. It's been so long. I literally felt like I was preparing for our first date when I was getting ready to do this episode by myself. I just didn't do my eyebrows. That's basically it, but I'm so excited to be here again. Well, where have I been? I've just been adulting. I've been drinking water, minding my own business, but mainly I've been adulting and adulting. Depends on where you come from, who taught you English, but yeah, I've just been doing life. There's been a lot going on in my own personal life. That's a lot that I've been handling and dealing with. And, you know, I guess time just goes by. And before you know it, you've been inconsistent in one thing. Not so proud of it. But I'm here. I'm excited for the new people on board, for the new subscribers. I want to welcome you on board to Too Simple. This is a podcast that seeks to demystify whether things are as simple as they seem to be. It's been an amazing journey. This should be my 8th episode, and I'm very excited to continue this journey with you. I mean, you do one thing, you fail at it, you fail at consistency, you get back up and try again and try again until you finally get it. And that's why I'm back here. You know, I don't give up. I keep pushing. I love creating content. I love having, you know, hosting platforms where people can be themselves, can talk about what they're going through, can talk about, you know, the different things that are going on in society, in our millennial world right now. And yeah, so why should I give up? We keep doing this and doing it and doing it until you eventually get the rhythm of how everything goes. So today's discussion, or rather topic, is basically what I've been up to this few weeks that I've been away from you guys, which is adulting. Oh my gosh. It's going to be a very heavy discussion, mainly because I don't even know if I should say heavy or challenging, or because I don't have, you know, for once, I don't have the solution to everything. I mean, it's something that even me, I'm going through. Adulting is something that no one escapes. You eventually become an adult, whether you like it or not. And so I'm recording this now. So last week, I did an Insta story, the Ask Me Anything question thing, and I asked people to tell me what they have found most challenging in their adulting life so that I can, you know, come share it with you guys. The main purpose is to let you know that you are not alone. You're not going through your challenges by yourself, and to try and come up with ways of simplifying these challenges, you know, making things work, making things become less challenging in your adulting life. And that's just mainly what we are going to be talking about. And I'm going to be sharing with you some of the things that people told me. And yo, people are going through it all. Right before I move on to, you know, to the adulting bit, let me just, I've been learning a lot during this past few weeks, and I've been reading this book by Oprah called What I Know for Sure. Come on, you guys. I'm reading a book and I don't even know the name of the book. Okay. The name of the book is What I Really there, I got it. What I know for sure, I wasn't so lost by Oprah Winfrey. And, you know, I understand why people love this woman. She's broken down her life and she's told us a lot of things that she's gone through in her adulting life. So you, if Oprah is someone who interests you, you should probably check that book out. DM me, I'm going to send it to you. I have it on soft copy. And, you know, have a nice read. And one of the things that I've learned from that book is gratitude. It's been a really amazing journey learning how to be grateful. I mean, we get caught up so much in what life throws at us. We get caught up in the work. We get caught up in the complications that life has thrown at us that we forget to be grateful for the things that are working out. I mean, you're alive. You have a place to live in. You have food to eat. You have, you know, the basic needs. You have a lot of things that are working out for you, but we choose to focus on the negative, which really, you know, doesn't really help. I mean, every day you keep complaining, you keep whining, you don't work on the things that you feel that are not working out, and eventually you're not helping yourself. You're only making the situation worse. You're only making your days unbearable by just constantly complaining. And so I made a decision, because I was at a point where I was complaining about so much. Not my job, not my friends, not my work, not anything. I was complaining too much. And I think it was becoming a bit too toxic, because I wouldn't hang out with some people because I just want to complain, and I know they're in such a good mood and I don't want to ruin their day by my complaints. And so I decided to take a turn and look at things differently by, you know, first being grateful. And so I started journaling, because I learned from her to journal on, you know, the things that you're grateful for every day. I learned from her and my friend Nelly. And so I write at least 5 things at the end of every day that I'm grateful for that particular day. I mean, from, you know, the smallest of things, like someone bought me lunch, or, you know, I was able to complete a certain task, or I'm breathing, or a friend has made my day, or something. I write the smallest of things that have happened to me that have made me happy on that day. And this has made me a more happier person, a more positive person. I look forward to making the situations in my life that are not working out, I look forward to making them better. And I feel like it's a very good approach on starting to work on things in your life. Start by being grateful for what you have, grateful for what is working out, and then now start working on that which is not working out. And even when everything falls into place, be grateful. You know, I even started being grateful for the things that are happening in my friends' lives. I mean, when my friend gets a job, I'm so grateful for it, because we, you know, they shared with me and they've been going through this thing, and I'm happy to have seen them through that success. And so I'm so grateful to the smallest of things. And so maybe that is a habit that you can try and apply in your life and make things simpler, make your days better, make your days happier, make your days bearable, and make someone else's days just by being grateful and happy. You know, it's a plus. Now, moving on to this adulting thing. I don't know why I keep making those movie-like noises. I guess maybe I'm just excited to be back on the podcast. So when I posed this question, I mean, I didn't expect to get the response that I got. I got so many responses, and most of them were, to be honest, negative. Anyway, I asked for challenges, so definitely no one would have given me like a positive response. But I think I should also do a podcast on the, you know, on something positive about adulting. But anyway, I'll mention quite a few of the things that I like about adulting at the end of the podcast. And so the first thing that people talked about was was employment. You know, I got a lot of people telling me that, oh, adulting has been really hard because they're expected to have this kind of job, they're expected to be paid to, you know, to be earning this kind of money, you know, this, all these expectations that, sorry, the life throws at us, that people have set for us, our parents have set for us, our relatives have set for us, and you have no choice but to be pressurized to get a job. And right now, employment has become so scarce in the country. And I think the worst thing that happened, you know, that I can say is a major contributing factor is we've been brought up to think that employment is the only thing that can work out. I mean, we're taught, when you grow up, you're not taught to be self-employed or self-reliant, but you're taught to rely on a certain job. When you're young, you're always asked, when you grow up, what do you want to become? I want to become an accountant. I want to become a neurosurgeon. Oh, I want to become a pilot. I want to become this and that. And so throughout our entire lives, we're taught to work for someone, you know, and not to work on your own thing. We're not taught to maximize on our talents, to maximize on the thing, on our gifts and capabilities, and build our own businesses from scratch, but we're taught to work for people, which I think should turn. And I'm hoping that the new system that's been brought up by Matiang'i, you know, caters for all these things whereby they teach children to be self-reliant. And you grow up knowing that, if I don't get a job, I can always do this thing on my own. So it's not even easy living life without employment. Starting a business on its own is, you know, it's crazy. And I mean, more people are now turning to, you know, starting businesses of their own, working on their own thing and making money on their own. Because finding jobs has become so hard. There's a picture I saw of the applications for guys who wanted to work during census, and it was piles and piles and piles of CVs. And to make it worse, you know, some civil servants were taking leave to go and take up jobs during the census, which is not really fair. I mean, the people who don't have that job, give them a chance. And so things like this are making us, you know, lack employment. And then when you get a job, there's so much stress in the workplace, especially if you're just gotten into entry-level positions. You know, the people who've been there for so long are the ones making the money. Those who've just gotten into the jobs are making no money, close to none. And they're the ones who are working their ass off. They're working their off. I just realized that I needed to censor that. But those are the people who, you know, are getting very little. They still have to pay. I've not even gotten to bills, because that was another thing that so many people brought out in the conversation that we're having on Instagram. And so employment has been hard. The other thing that has been really still in line with employment is, you know, making a decision between following your passion, your purpose, and finances in terms of career choices. So there's so much advice going out. Some people say follow your passion, do what you really like, eventually it will make money for you. Others say just start, especially your parents would be like, just get a job that pays you, then eventually you'll work on your passion and your purpose. I mean, it's so misleading, because there's so much to listen to. There's so many people who are giving us advice, especially if you've just started, you know, adulting and being responsible on your own. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's really, really crazy. But what I would say is, if you are able to get a job, work, because life is hard. You may not survive it. It's hard to survive without a source of income. And number two, work on your passion and purpose as you are at that job. I mean, me, my story was just so different. I started as an intern when I work, then I got employed in the same place because I believe I'm good at what I do. And I was an accountant for a while. And yeah, I like my numbers and everything, but I just knew that that was not my passion and my purpose. Like, I knew what I love doing. I knew what I'm good at. And I knew it wasn't accounting. Accounting wasn't going to take me to the places where I wanted to go. Accounting was not in my vision board. Accounting was not, you know, it wasn't something that I knew I would do for long. And so when the opportunity came for me to take up something that I'm really passionate about, which is marketing, content creation, events, I moved. I took a risk and I moved. And it worked out. I wouldn't say I'm at a place where I want to be, but I'm on that journey. Like, I'm on the way to getting to a place where I want to be. So I hope that helps someone. The second thing was finances. Oh my gosh. Finances has been very hard for me as well, especially because, you know, I recently moved out. I live on my own. I have bills to pay. I have, you know, you have to cater for your food. You have to cater for your transport. You have to cater for your entertainment. You have to cater for, you have to save up. You want to advance your studies. So you have to save up for school. You have to, there's so much that you have to do with the money that you get. And most of the time, it's not enough. I mean, we were just making jokes with my friends the other day, and we're like, "Wa, do inaingia tuka imeisha," as in by the second your salary goes into your account like this, the next day you're already broke, and you don't even understand like what happened. And there's so much that is demanded from you, with the economy really, really going sideways. There's so much that's demanded from you as a person, and you at some point you're just like, I don't even know what I'm gonna do. But I've been learning how to budget and stick to the budget. I think the worst the thing that really messes up finances is not having a plan and lack of discipline. And in fact, I would say the first months of me being employed, I was, oh my gosh, I lacked discipline. Like, I was living in my mom's house and my money would get finished and I'd be like, what did I even spend it on? Like, really, when are we being paid? Where did all that money go? And now I had to like sit down with myself and really, really plan myself. I got an app that I use for budgeting, and the name of the app is just called I Save Money. I, small I, then save, then money. That's the name of the app that I use to budget. And I put in my income, like, no matter how many number sources of income that you have, you put in all of them, and you, other than that, you also put in the expenses, and because right now you already know the expenses that you link in a month, the recurring expenses like rent, water bills, electricity bills, internet, if you're paying for internet, food, monthly shopping, food and transport. Like, you already know the things that you. Then you have to be very realistic with yourself. If you know that you need some money set aside for entertainment purposes, that is, you want to meet with friends, you want to go out, you want to go for whatever events that you want to go to. There's, There's Mchango. What is Mchango in English anyway? People are contributing for, you know, you have to put aside emergency money, like if there's a contributions that you're supposed to set across, because you never know what happens. You set them aside. Set money aside for your friends' birthdays if you know you have to. Like, be realistic and set money aside for every single damn thing. And once you do that, save the rest. And stick to those that you have planned for. I try so much to stick to what I've planned for in my budgeting. I input the simplest of things, such as meeting my friends, I put in a budget for that, because most of the time you don't account for it and you end up spending more than you should have in a month because you didn't account for it. So specify every, like, to the detail, and be honest and realistic with yourself. This will help you save, because you'll set aside money for saving as well in your budget. You'll say, this is for saving, this is for entertainment, this is for, you know, so on and so forth. And once you stick to it, you'll be able to nyima yourself some things. Like, you have to nyima yourselves some things that are not important and that are not in your budget. If you didn't put it, then it means that it's not that important. If there's an event that has come up, like, I've literally learned, because me, I'm an outgoing person. So you'll call me somewhere and I'll be like, yeah, sure, let's go. And I've not budgeted for it. So I've learned to say no to some of these things. I've learned to say no to meeting some people. And I'll tell you the reason why. I've learned to say no to gigs and events that are not planned for. At the end of the day, you'll want to do these things to please people, but when you're out of money, you're gonna be by yourself. So that's basically what I can say about budgeting and saving and finances. Try, let me know if it works out, if you have any app recommendations that I can use, because I'm still not satisfied with mine. I use it because it's the one I could relate with now, but if you have recommendations, kindly don't hesitate to send me some or comment so that more people can, you know, save a life, save a financial life. And moving on to the next one that I saw, I'm actually doing this while looking at the feedback that I got. The other thing someone mentioned is parenting. I feel you. I don't have a child yet, but I have friends who have children. I mean, I tend to call some of my children's friends my children, but to be honest, I don't understand the magnitude of parenting yet. But I always see the stress that people go through once they become parents. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's not a walk in the park. I actually applaud you. Like, I respect you. If you're a parent, I respect you. If you're a parent who's taking responsibility of your child, I respect you. If you're taking responsibility also of someone else's child, I respect children or child, I respect you. You have no idea how much respect I have for you, for your patience, for your kindness, for your love. I respect you. Parenting is not easy. And in fact, one of my plans is to have someone, I'm not going to mention who, but they already agreed to it, to come and we have a, you know, conversation on parenting. I sit down sometimes with my friends who have kids and I feel them, especially because most parents are very scared of the generation that they're raising their kids in. It's, parenting has evolved over time. The way my parents raised me is so different from how parents are raising kids now. It's become so different. There's a lot of things that come into play when it comes to parenting. There's finances involved. There's a lot of emotional support that one needs, mental support, physical support. So I respect you. And hopefully I'm going to have a conversation soon with a parent so that they can be able to, you know, give first-hand experience and simplify this parenting thing. But I really, really respect. And hey, Malin Mekweka, Kamzazi. I can't even explain it, but yeah, parenting is very challenging in the adulting sector. So someone else said that they're trying to make ends meet. Trust me, we are all trying to make ends meet. When it comes to bills and you have to deal with all these things and balancing work and life and various aspects of your life. There's balancing of your career, balancing of your faith, balancing your side hustles, balancing your relationships and friendships. As in, it's crazy, and you should actually give yourself, clap for yourself right now wherever you are. I mean, right now, I'm literally clapping for myself, because if I manage to go through each and every day balancing all these different things, then it means that we're really good at what we do. We're surviving. We're surviving, yeah? So there's making ends meet, and there's also figuring out what season in life you're in. That was something that someone else brought up. I mean, adulting for me, I have, you know, defined it as a phase where you're constantly figuring out things. Like, you can never be sure of everything as an adult. But as for the season where you're in, you need to sit back, look at where you've come from, and take a look at your journey and walk through it step by step. And look at where you want to head. And right where you're at in the middle is the season that you're in. I know that I'm in a season of growth, for sure. Like, I need to grow in my career, in my education, in a lot of things. And for me to figure out the season that I was in, I needed to search within my soul and then connect with God. I'm a very spiritual person. And just ask, like, where am I at in life? Like, where am I supposed to be? And what am I doing to make sure that I'm headed towards where I'm supposed to be? You need to literally, and one thing about adulting is you can never not be honest with yourself, because you won't make it. So being honest with yourself in that, you know that I'm not in a good place, or I'm supposed to be in this place, or this behavior of mine is not so good, I need to change it, I need to work on it. As an adult, you always, always have to be honest with yourself. And slowly, by being honest with yourself, you'll figure out what season you are in life, what you need to do in that season, whether you need to be patient, whether you need to work extra hard, whether you need to take things slowly, whether you just need to be happy. You'll figure it out by just taking time to connect with yourself and to listen to yourself and to connect with God as well. So I really hope that you figure out what season that you are in life, and that you work towards becoming better and becoming a great person during this season. I learned that every season in life has a purpose, no matter what you're going through. Man, I went through a time when I was so broke, a month when I was so, so broke, literally broke. Let me tell you, people don't post up their failures, for sure. I was so broke, I didn't even know, like, I didn't even have fare to go to work the next day. But let me tell you, friends are, keep like the proper relationships in your life, because they'll always bail you out and you'll always bail them out. And I'm telling you, I needed to go through, and that's when I listened to Stephen Furtick's sermon, where he was talking about when the battle chooses you. You've not chosen a battle, but the battle has chosen you. And I'll put a link up to that sermon in the description box of this podcast, because that really took me through that season. And I got to understand that you need to go through a certain season, because it makes you stronger, it makes you wiser, it teaches you for a season that's ahead. God cannot give you bigger challenges if you've not been able to tackle the smaller ones. So the one that you're going through right now is actually a small challenge. There's a bigger one coming ahead, and this is preparing you for those that are to come ahead. They might not be like really bad challenges, but it might be something that will really need your strength, your wisdom, your what you're learning in what you're going through right now. So every season has a reason. Every single season that you're going through has a reason, and I promise you, because I have seen it happen in my life. I was in a place where I had so, you know, my friendships were not working out. I broke up with my best friend. I thought that everything was, like, why don't I have friends? Like, why do I feel like my friendships are just not working out? And I realized that God had to really sieve me through, like, pathetic friendships. And, like, God had to sieve me through. I'm so sorry about that. I realized that God had to sieve me through some of those friendships, because I needed to grow. I needed to to spring out and grow by myself and to stop relying on people so much. I became so self-reliant, so strong by myself that I needed not, you know, external factors to make me happy. I didn't need to hang out with people to feel happy. I didn't need, you know, just to keep constantly relying on people just to be happy and to solve issues. I became way, way stronger. And I was, you know, I was just sharing with my friends the other day, now my friends now, that I really needed to go through that season, because I got to discover who are my real ones, who are the fake ones, who will always be down for me, etc. And I hope that you realize the importance of your season sooner or later. So the other thing that someone brought out was procrastination. Oh my gosh. Can we not talk about this? Literally. Because I'm actually, let me now tell you how bad my procrastination is. As to record this podcast on a Saturday, I'm doing it on a Monday. Because I was just like, I'll do it tomorrow. I have time. I'll do it tomorrow. I have time. And it's a disease. And I came to realize that it's a habit that can be broken. So you see how people say that it takes 21 days to break a habit? That's the same way with procrastination. It just takes you doing something on time for quite a number of times until you can't stand procrastination anymore. So I wouldn't say I'm being successful at that. I want to try it out. I'll let you know how it goes. But yes, so there's also growth. And there's someone who told me that living in your folks' house as an adult can be tiresome, can be very frustrating, especially with the chores. And oh, what? It's crazy. It's not a bad thing. I mean, live in your parents' house as long as you want to live in the house. But I feel like if you are able to move out, attain some sense of responsibility, I feel like that's very, 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 very important. As a girl, I know a lot of people have told me or tell people that, oh no, a woman is not supposed to move out of the parents' house, live in your mom's house and save, and which is fine. It's okay. I mean, it's fine. You do you if that's the path that you want to take. If you're not able to financially move out or anything, live in your mom's house. Do not rush. Find a middle ground as to how you can relate with them, because I understand that sometimes you're from work, you're so tired, you have so much to do, you want to sit down and catch up on some work, you want to, you know, do some things on your own, but just being in your parents' house, you can't, because you have to figure, you have to cook, you have to wash the dishes, you have to jipanga on how your weekend, you'll do the laundry for the house, you'll do what. Especially for me, my brother moved out way, way kitambo, and so I was the only child remaining in my parents' house till recently. And trust me, my other job title was house manager. I wouldn't say house help. But I had to sit down with my mom, if you're able to, and we had to talk things out and be like, okay, so please, let's help each other out. I know I'm your daughter, but there's all these things. I was really honest with her. There's all these things I need to do with work and so we can be switching places. I can be cooking on this day, you cook on that day, and then I'll be doing, you know, the laundry, I'll be folding the clothes, then you can be doing this, then we can be bringing our mama to wash the house. Like, we had to agree on some things, so that kind of worked out for me. But if you're able to move out, if you can be able to pay your bills and everything, I'd advise you to move out. It prepares you for when you're ready to have a family. I think it prepares you to be responsible. It prepares you to save. It prepares you for the life that's ahead. So if you can move out, my advice would be move out. Gain some sense of responsibility. Gain some sense of independence. You know, have your own place. Have your own things. Buy your own two things. be in your space, work on things like as you would want to. And even with girls, live on your own before you immediately move in with, before you move into a place where you're getting married to someone. I feel like that is so, so important. Living at home, living on your own, then living with a man, those are like very different environments, and you have to learn to, you know, be responsible for, especially when you're living by yourself and then eventually when you get married. So that's what I think about this. But for now, as you're home and you're adulting, you're working and everything, try and find a middle ground with your mom, with your folks. I had to sit down with my mom and tell my mom that I'm different. I'm now an adult. I think about things differently. So even how we resolve issues, we can always be talking about things and not shouting at each other. And now me and my mom, we're very tight. We're very close, even with my dad. But, you know, I'm constantly in my mom's presence. And, like, I had to see how we can sit down and talk about stuff and not shout and always kosana. So me and my mom talk a lot. We talk about, I try and open up to her as much as I can. And that helped our relationship in terms of even the chores and everything in the house. And yeah, so that's basically it for this. Then there's friendship and understanding. So I'll classify these together. Friendship, peer pressure, and understanding human beings. So when it comes to friendship, I mean, I never thought friendship was going to be this hard until I became an adult, until I actually started working. Throughout my campus life, I had friends, or rather, at least I thought I had friends. Like, it wasn't as hard because all you were doing is studying and living life and going out and studying again in ETC. But after I started working is when I realized that there's an importance on friendship and who your friends are. And it's very important to be clear and to be around people who are really for you. And so I've lost quite a number of friends. I've had to cut some off. I've had to let go of some who have cut me off. And I've had to learn who is for me and to prioritize those relationships and to grow them. Man, I can count my friends there. I can count my list of close friends. There's 7 to 8. And those are people I know I can rely on, like rely on no matter what. Like, I can go to them. First, they will not judge me. They will not push me away. They will help me. They will scold me. They will tell me the truth. They'll be very honest with me and they'll be there for me no matter what. Those are the people that you should prioritize. The rest, leave them. They can be acquaintances. You can be meeting once in a while. You can be doing what, because at this time of adulting, you have no time to waste on just, you know, on just anyone. Remember, you also budgeted on spending time with friends, so you can't go against your budget also. I stopped meeting people who I know definitely are not for me. They meet me, they laugh with me, but behind my back, they talk about me, so I stopped meeting them. I create time for people who I know will have valuable conversations, will grow together, will laugh together, will dakua pamoja, and at the same time, we'll be happy together. And I treasure moments with my friends. I think all my friends know that I treasure moments with them. And I love being around them. But for those who are not for me, and you know it. You know those people who are not for you. You know those people who are faking it. You know it for sure. You know those people who you know, you'll call them and be like, man, I'm in a fix. And they won't do anything for you. Not even financially, just emotionally, morally. You know those people who you feel like you're a burden to when you're around them? Just stop it. Just, like, leave it. Let it go. Let it go. Leave it. be with people who are for you. And there's so many people who are for you. There's your family, there's your immediate close friends. Keep those and grow and make them grow. And don't let friends pressure you into doing things that you learn to say yes and no. That has been my biggest helper in this adulting life. And your friends will always understand you when you say no. Those are the true friends. Not those who'll be like, wewe kila saa unanga pesa, huwezi hata kuja kuhang out, nini. Cut those people off. Those who won't understand you when you're down, when you're in your most time of need, just cut them off. You know, sometimes you're just really, really down. You don't even want to leave the house. You want to be by yourself. And you try and explain to your friend that, I know we're supposed to meet, but I'm in really low spirits. I just want to be in the house. And they can't understand that. Then that's not someone who's for you. A true friend will value your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health, your financial health, your health generally, and they'll just want you to grow as a person. If you realize that you only meet with someone and all you do is just talk about people and all they just do is complain, then you're not gaining anything from that friendship. You're losing. And so just look at the things that, you know, you look for in a friend. Look for the things that make you grow from a friendship and look for that and provide that as a person. I had to also learn that I can be the toxic person in a friendship. And if someone lets me go because of my toxic, maybe behaviors towards them, I accept and I move on and work on being a better friend to someone else. You know, don't, akuna jaku for, like, we're adults. Let's not force issues. Let's not force friendships. Let's not force things that are not working out. Let's strive to be at peace in relationships that we have with people, and friendships will work out. One thing that has really, really helped me in friendships is boundaries. Like, I have created so many boundaries with so many people just because they've hurt me before. People who've hurt me sometimes never realize it, because sometimes I'm very confrontational. Like, I don't let things pass just like that. So if you come and tell me something and you want me to nyamazia it, I'm so sorry. You have to really convince me to nyamazia it, because I'm confrontational. I want to solve things. And so I've set boundaries with a lot of people. I might have trusted someone with something, some very vital information to me, and they went and they told out my stuff. I may still talk to you. I probably will still talk to you, but I'll never share anything about myself to you. Like, I'll set a boundary. And I learned this from even the podcast that we had with Nyawira. It was setting the boundaries. There are those who are at the gate, there are those who are at the fence, then the gate, then the door to your house, then those who just enter the room, and there are those who share a seat with you. Just mark those boundaries and place them with people. You'll prevent yourself from being hurt by so many people. You prevent yourself from, you know, unnecessary drama, unnecessary heartache. And you'll be at more peace and you'll be happy. There's a girl who also told me that it's very hard to, you know, to get genuine male friends as a woman, because some pretend that they're there for you and really they just want to get into your pants. And that's so shameful. Shame on you if you're that type of a guy. As in, I get so mad at adults who just can't be honest, you know? Stop coming to try and look for friendship from me when you just know all you want is just to screw me over or screw me, you know? Like, stop doing that to women. If you want to be a woman's friend, and this applies vice versa to women as well, if you're that type of a woman, shame on you. Be honest with your intentions anytime you meet someone. Be honest with them. Tell them, you're so cool. I want to be your friend. or hey, you're so cool, but hey, me, I like you, I'm interested in you, and me, I just want this and this from you. Like, just be honest. Stop leading people on. It's 2019. We're still leading people on in 2019. I mean, kids are even being more honest nowadays than adults. Stop being that kind of an adult, and shame on you if you can't be honest by just, you know, airing out your intentions to people. Just seem as simple as that. Bring your intentions to the table. If they can take it, well and good. If they cannot, move on. Just, it makes me so annoyed. It makes me really, really annoyed. Hey, the other thing that adulting has thrown at us is expectations from family and relatives. Oh my gosh, this is the worst thing ever. This is the one thing that makes people not look forward to family gatherings. Because first of all, they will ask, hey, nacho tangu anze kufanya kazi sijakula hata soda yako ama lunch yako ama pesa yako. My goodness. Okay, so you're budgeting, you have rent, you have what? You have. So now we include lunch for relatives. Become so crazy. Or you go to a family function and they're like, hey, Kamau, kila saa utakuwa ukikuja hivi peke yako, kwani hata hujaona mtu uko kwa kanisa? I'm like, really? Really? Like, now I'm expected to buy people lunch, to have a car, to start building a house or to buy a house, to bring a wife home. After you bring a wife home, to get children, to there's so much expectation that is on us as adults by our relatives and family. The saddest thing is that it will never end. The only way you can deal with this is by making peace with where you're at in life and letting these expectations just pass from one year through to the other year and living your life and never to be seen again until the next family gathering. And so that's what I mean, keeps me going. Some of these expectations and yeah, irrelevant. If it's for your family, your folks, I mean, kupelekea your folks asanti ni sawa. It's okay for them raising you to whatever. But don't let it pressure you. Don't let it pressure you. No, it's not written on, it's cast on stone that by 29 you have to have a wife and bring her home for your relatives to see. The wife is yours, not your relatives. So take things at a go. And I did this course called Alabastron, and I would recommend every single woman, if you are capable of doing Alabastron, go and do it. It's a 3-month course. I'll link it up here. And if you want more info on Alabastron, I'll DM me, message me, and I'm gonna give you all the info. But the main thing that the main, or rather Bible verse that they were going by was, do not conform to the standards. This is Romans 12. Do not conform to the standards of this world. But be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. I can't remember how it goes on till the end. But this verse is always interpreted differently in church. But the interpretation was conform in terms of the expectations that are set by the world for you, the standards that are set that by 25 you're supposed to have finished campus and working in a good job in the top 5 companies in Kenya. And then by 29 you're supposed to be married. By 35 you're supposed to have this number of kids. Then after that you're supposed to be driving this car. No, don't conform. Everybody has their own path that is destined for them. Everybody has their own vision, their own purpose, their own passion, and go by what your path is. If you're spiritual, talk to God. Ask God to help you and show you what your path is and lead you through it and help you not focus on the expectations that have been set by the world for you. And man, Alabastron was crazy important. It was crazy, crazy, crazy good. And I mean crazy good. it really opened up my mind. It really challenged me. It has helped me deal with so much in this adulting life. And I would recommend every woman above the age of 21 to do alabastron. The equivalent for alabastron in men is Man Enough. I don't have so much information about it, but I'm yet to interact with someone who's gone from Man Enough and just listen to their experiences and know what, how it's benefited them or if it's made their adulting life easier. And so there's that. And in adulting, you have to learn to love people who have hurt you, and you can even love them from a distance, because you can easily carry bitterness to your heart. You know, you can easily carry bitterness towards your relatives, towards those friends who have hurt you, towards a previous boss, towards, and sometimes carrying that, not sometimes, but all the time, it's not necessary, it's not worth it. All that bitterness is not worth it. And so you can easily be consumed by that, but just learn to let go of things that are not worth carrying. Let it go, make peace with it, go shout at them in a corner, not at them, not at their faces, but at the invisible them in a corner. Come back, let it go, and move on. Especially because a lot of people won't come back and apologize for what they have hurt you by. Sometimes they don't even know that they're hurting you. So learn to let go. When you have a chance to confront someone, confront them with so much love and peace, and then learn to move on. Life will throw so much at you that holding on to something that is not even worth it will just be lagging you behind and behind and behind. And so we can move on to the next thing, which is unpredictability of stuff and uncertainty. This is, you know, something that gives us, that gives me so much anxiety, because like you're not sure of what will happen tomorrow, and you're not sure of what is going to happen next. Like, you can never predict life. And that is why reading that Oprah book has been for me the most amazing thing ever, because she made me realize that you can never be too sure about the future. And because you are not sure about the future and you're not sure what is going to happen tomorrow, live in the now, be grateful for the now, and enjoy the now. If you constantly live worrying and thinking about the uncertainties and the unpredictability of life, you end up losing out on enjoying now. You end up losing out on the things that are happening and are working out now. And so this, the only way to deal with this is to shift focus, is to put very little time and focus into the uncertainty, and to focus more on the now. What is working out now? What can you do now? What can you change now? What can you make better now? And this will help you in to, you know, have less anxiety about the uncertainties, to enjoy life now and not miss out on the good things that are happening now. Sometimes we focus so much on the uncertainty that we forget to even enjoy the taste of the food that you're eating. I mean, you've just had burgers, but you're thinking about when the next paycheck is going to come in. You're thinking about when you're going to date next, who is going to be your date, that you're even, you know, you don't even realize that there's some who are hitting on you now. You're not even enjoying the moments that you're having now. So shift focus. Focus on the things that you're certain about now, and put very little focus in the anxiety that uncertainty brings. Then, whew, man, there was so much. There's a bills. We've already talked about bills. There's, this is actually a very important point. Choosing what information to take in and what information to, you know, that will carve your life, and what information accommodates and, you know, speaks to you. This is mainly because we are living in a time where we have so many sources of information and knowledge. There's people who know everything and who tell you about everything. There's social media. There's now things like this, podcasts. There's YouTube. There's so many channels of information that go through us. And for me, it's just choose I choose even the people who I follow. I just don't follow anybody and any. I used to be that kind of person. I used to follow anyone and everybody and everything. But I really, really choose it because, not in a bad way, but I really want to sieve the information that I take in. Right now, like, if you're constantly taking in negative and negative information, you become a really negative person. But if you're constantly taking in information that's positive, listening to things that impact your life, they're not misleading you, watching things that are making you grow and become a better person, yani you just focus on self-development and growth. And that is, you know, kind of a content that you should consume. Consume content that benefits you. If it's content that makes you happy, well and good. If Katelo makes you happy and impacts you positively, follow Katelo. If, you know, it depends from one person to another. Just choose. It's not cast on stone that you should follow every single person on this earth. You should listen to every single person just because every other person is listening to them or is watching their YouTube or is in some of this content influences our lives in one way or another. So really, really choose content that, sorry, I had to, you know, I've talked a lot. Man, I've talked a lot. I had to, like, swallow some saliva. And so I was just talking about, like, choosing content that is beneficial for you and for your growth. And for me, I'm all about self-development, self-love, self-care, self-growth. I'm all about, like, making yourself better fast before even trying to make other people better. So work on yourself. I'm always, always consuming. I'm always listening to podcasts that are so motivating. I'm always reading books. I read books that are more motivating than more fictional. Yeah, because I just want to feel alive. I want to focus on being positive. I want to focus on making my life better. So that's the kind of content that I consume. And so that is pretty simple. Just choose. And now you are able to choose. You're able to unfollow. You're able to unsubscribe. You're able to search for what you want. And yeah, this will make it better. And so there's making money, which now we've talked about employment and being self-reliant and businesses where you can apply your skills. You never know where it's going to take you. And then we've talked about making money. We've talked about deciding between passion, purpose, and we've talked about understanding yourself and... yeah, making your life better. I think I've kind of like talked about most of the things that are addressed. There's someone who talked about dieting, because they're really finding it hard to eat chapos, to stop eating chapos. You know yourself. But for me, dieting, eating healthy, fitness has been a very big challenge that I want to start working on, especially because I've been gaining a lot of weight. Hi, Sandra, me and you both. I feel you, girl. But one step at a time. I think that's now the content that I'm going to be consuming now. Fitness, eating healthy, keeping fit, hashtag body goals, hashtag summer bodies. And so that's the kind of like the content that I want to start looking into so that I make that aspect of my adulting easier and less challenging, especially now because a lot of things are not safe to eat, are unhealthy to eat. So like it's really important to focus on eating healthy, being healthy, and let's see how that goes. I'll give an update if it goes well. And hopefully I won't procrastinate on it. But so basically that's it. I'm at a point where I also feel like I should, start working on making, you know, researching a lot, increasing my knowledge. I want to start doing my master's degree and just basically bettering my life to make it less challenging. the last thing maybe I would address that was brought out is relationships and heartbreak. Okay. So this was really brought out in that conversation that I brought up on Instagram. And there's a guy who talked about how heartbreak has been the really most challenging thing for him, especially because it was really hard. So he had dated a girl for 1.5 years, then I'm just trying to so he had a girlfriend who dated him and another guy for 1.5 years, then ended up marrying the other guy. Then the girl he dated after that one passed away in her sleep. And so for him, heartbreak has been really challenging. And it wasn't just him. I mean, there's quite a number of people who, you know, talked about heartbreak, especially there's one who brought out the fact that, you know, getting out of a toxic relationship and having no days off while at it, you know, continuing with work, wearing a smile on your face like nothing happened as you nurse the wounds, you know. Because, you know, at the end of the day, they're like, time and money wait for no man, and they don't wait for you to get out of your horrible season after a breakup from a draining relationship. And I felt that. I literally felt it. Because we're expected to go about life normally, even when heartbreaking situations happen to you, even when you go through loss, even when you're grieving, like, time doesn't wait for you. You're expected to go through normal things when you're hurting and when you're going through the worst. And one of the guys who told me about that, and I engaged him and I was like, how did you deal with this? And he was like, the best form of therapy have been his close friends. And I believe that this is why it's very important to choose your friends and your friendships, because those are the people who will get you out of these situations, will make you want to go on with your day even when you're hurting. So keeping a group of friends who are core and are really for you will help you deal with the situations, will help you come out of a heartbreak stronger, will help you deal with, you know, dealing with heartbreaking situations and relationships and toxic relationships easier, because they'll be there for you, they'll be there with you, they'll walk with you, they'll listen to you, they'll cry with you, they will motivate you, and they will make you better. And heartbreaks are not easy. Unfortunately, there's no way of getting rid of heartbreaks. But dealing with the heartbreaks after is what is important. Having a group of friends who'll be there for you, wanting to seek therapy, I mean, talk to someone. If you can't get professional help, there's always free counseling centers, and I think I've mentioned them in my previous podcast episodes. Just focus on making yourself better. At that point where you're going through a heartbreak, I know it's not easy to not think about you, to not think about the other person, but try and make the focus you. And making yourself better. And that's how you'll slowly get out of the situation. And like I said, every season has a reason. Hey, Limeraim. Every season has a reason. And there's an importance as to why you're going through that season. It's very hard to embrace it, but embrace it. And allow yourself to go through it. There's no other way out. You have to go through it. For you to become stronger, you have to go through the loss, you have to go through the grieving, you have to go through the heartbreak, you have to go through the hard times. There's no other way out, and you have to be strong while at it. You have to have a proper support system while you are going through all these things. Over and above that, so my key take homes have been three. And number one is two. Yani, these are the take homes that have made, you know, out of the challenges that adulting has thrown at us, these are the things that will basically help you and make you better and help make the situations better and adulting more easier. So number one is the company. Actually, there are four things. So number one is choose your company wisely. Choose like a strong support system. Choose like a core group of friends who are for you and you are for them. They will help you. They will be there with you. They will be for you throughout your adulting time. And number two is research. Keep researching. Increase your knowledge. Make yourself be aware of what is happening around you and the different things that are happening around you. Research helps you deal with a lot of things. Research and consuming content that is, you know, for you and that makes you grow will help you deal with a lot of challenges in adulting. Number three is gratitude. Be grateful for where you are right now. Be grateful for the things that you can be able to change. And put less mental concentration on those that cannot change and work on those that can change. But be grateful for every season that you're in. Gratitude equals happiness, equals peace, equals strength to continue working on the things that need to be worked on. Those are three. And number four is always focus on self-development, self-growth, self-love. Always work on you before trying to work on another person or other things. So develop yourself, make yourself knowledgeable. And this is all that top three things are culminated into self-development or self-growth. Get people who are for you. That adds on to you, to your self-development, I guess, yeah. Research and knowledge, that contributes to your growth. Gratitude contributes to your growth. So for me, self-development is everything. Self-love is everything. I am constantly learning to appreciate myself, to love myself, to gas myself up every single damn day. I would wake up and be like, yeah, eh, shari kwani ni wewe. And so these are the things that are my key take homes to help survive adulting and the many challenges that adulting keeps throwing at us, and to enjoy adulting. At the end of it all, you need to enjoy adulting. I mean, you've become responsible. No one tells you when to go home. No one tells you how to run your money or how to do your things. You make decisions for yourself. Those are the perks of being an adult. You're able to make decisions for yourself and take responsibility for them. In fact, someone told me that they've learned to take responsibility of their own actions as an adult. And so what people say, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, that's more or less like what adulting is like. So it's a place where you're constantly being thrown, like challenges are constantly being thrown at you. Take them, walk through them, learn through them, make them better, make yourself better, grow, and make your own kind of lemonade through it. And so I hope you guys have learned something from this. And maybe one last thing about adulting that someone sent me was, they defined it as, adulting is basically partaking in successively never-ending problem-solving tests in between scenes of your actual life, which for me really actually made sense. So it's like a whole movie. And in the middle of the movie, you have challenges that you have to solve. Oh my gosh, adulting is very interesting. So it's a journey, and you can choose to either make it interesting or to forever be sad while at it. So the choice is yours, and I'd ask you to choose the, you know, the better option, which is to constantly focus on making yourself better and to enjoy the challenges that adulting brings at you. I mean, every challenge that you've been able to solve and you've fought through it and you've become successful is a win, and you should jot it down. Every time you win, jot it down. Every time you win, make a grateful note for it. And I hope that you guys have enjoyed this conversation. I've enjoyed talking. I love talking. Clearly, I have a podcast. I can't not love talking. But, I mean, even talking through this whole conversation, I've learned things from myself that I didn't even know. I've learned that I'm very wise sometimes. But let's just all work on being better humans, on being better people, on being better adults. Let's help each other out. Let's help each other out through these challenges. Help your friends out in the adulting challenges. You never know when it's going to be your turn to be helped. And let's just make each other better people. Yeah? And with that said, I've been very, very happy lately. And I am very happy to record and post this episode. I hope that you guys have learned. Just keep on giving me feedback and comment, share, like, DM me. Let me know more information on adulting. Help us solve some of these challenges that are being thrown out on our way. And you never know who you're going to be helping. So with that said, remember to like, share, subscribe, and share this episode to anyone who you think would benefit from it. And let's keep spreading the positive vibes. Let's keep spreading the positive energy. Let's keep sharing love, sharing peace, sharing happiness. And remember to always keep it simple. Love you. After toka then kama we nimetafuta kuko discuss before na after uko flawless kuzaliwa na filter mwili ya summer smile ya winter labda ni wewe labda ni mimi siwezi hata sema vile navyohisi mini witness na bado siamini uzuri wako hapa duniani unapotoka mko wangapi maswali mengi sijui ni ngapi jina ni nani ni malaika ukinita bay nitaitika j'ai du mal à me contenir près de toi hey, tu es jolie jolie jolie. Pata kama niko days wewe ndo na waza so tricky na bado so simple hasira na bado naona dimpo ukiingia sote tumakini ungekuwa pasta tungefuata dini kuna vitu kadhaa sijui nini ukianguka uwezi kuwa chini labda ni wewe labda ni mimi siwezi hata sema vile navyohisi mini witness na bado siamini uzuri wako hapa duniani hujanigusa lakini umenishika umefika bado sijafika cheza cheza unavyocheza si siri sheri unatesa.